Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about Attorney General Bill Barr quitting early. There's a lot of propaganda surrounding this. Mr. Barr said he wants to spend the holidays with his family. That's understandable, but he could have done that anyway. So he wrote a letter praising President Trump, and in turn, Mr. Trump said Mr. Barr was a good man and everything was fine. But that's not the truth. Everything is not fine between Trump and Barr. The anger that President Trump has stems from Mr. Barr not telling the country that Hunter Biden was under investigation after Joe Biden said to the world during a debate that there was nothing to the Hunter Biden allegations. Bill Barr remains silent. President Trump is furious about that. Now, Mr. Barr is an honest man, I believe. And I've talked to some people close to him. They say that he did not want to interfere in the presidential election by talking about Hunter Biden, which, of course, might have hurt Joe Biden. But didn't Attorney General Barr interfere in the election by not disclosing the investigation of Hunter Biden? He knew the press was saying there was nothing there. He knew Joe Biden did not tell the truth during the debate. Shouldn't the American people have known that? I think so. Now this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.